This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Wednesday morning edition as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, all across America and some of America's great radio stations. And a special shout-out goes to our great military men and women who are listening to us right now all around the world via the satellite as well as via the Internet. And to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our Border Patrol and 911 dispatchers, too, thank you for your service to America. And to all those people who are working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, janitorial workers, all those nighttime mechanics, plus the construction workers, and let's not forget the bulk mail centers with the sorting of the mail going out for your delivery today, as well as the drivers bringing the mail in from all over the country. And do not forget to check out our website, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com for all the interesting things we have over there. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, sad news to report. Sri Lanka is still very much in the news for a couple of different reasons. Number one, the death toll went up to 359, so we're now up to 359 dead, and that still may go higher, Kyle.
Yes, it may, because of obviously the injuries. These were massive bombings, and such an unfortunate tragedy. You know, Captain, I was looking earlier at a picture from Sri Lanka of parents, a family weeping over the grave of a 9-year-old child who was killed in the Easter Sunday bombings. And I'm telling you, it's just so heartbreaking. But we know a little bit more at this hour.
Yeah.
And that has to do with the idea that ISIS seems to have claimed responsibility for this attack. Obviously, it was coordinated with local, so-called local terrorist organizations. But evidently, what ISIS is saying is that it's some sort of retaliation for the shootings in Christchurch in New Zealand back in March on March 15th.
Well, I told you to begin with that I thought that this was related to ISIS somehow, some way, because they had definitely been moving around the world, if you will, coming out of their caliphate area, which they no longer have, and this particular part of the world, Sri Lanka and Indonesia and Southeast Asia, has now started to be inundated by the ISIS folks. They're even in Afghanistan fighting not only the Taliban, but also the United States and Afghani forces that are there. So I am not surprised by this at all, but I will tell you, I don't think it's going to get any better.
No, and one of the things that's happening too, Captain, is that the Sri Lanka's president is very upset at the failure, essentially, of the security forces there. Some officials had circulated this warning. It would seem that
10 days earlier.
Pardon?
It came out 10 days earlier.
Ten days earlier,
yep.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And so the president is ordering a complete revamping of the security apparatus, and also vows to find out what happened and why these warnings were not heeded as they should have been, at the very least for increased security, one would think.
Right. And then, of course, it came out, they also had a warning 4 days before, another follow-up set of warnings, and another warning 2 days before, and then a warning hours before these attacks took place. They actually had several warnings as things went along, and, of course, Denise Simon and I will be filling everybody in on that during hour number three of the program. But this is something that could have probably, well, I'm not going to say probably, might have been able to be avoided because they knew the group that was doing the threat.
Right, exactly. So again, the effectiveness is being examined here, and hopefully there will be something that will come out of this so that something like this does not happen again, obviously. It's just that so many people have been killed and so many people have been injured. On Easter Sunday, Christians and Christian churches and, of course, the hotel bombings were also there, but just a terrible tragedy.
And they believe they know who the mastermind is, too, by the way, the Al-Qaeda-inspired mastermind person. They're definitely looking for them. They started out arresting 24 people. Then as of yesterday, they had 40. And now as of today, it's over 50.
Right, exactly. So there's a massive effort underway.
Mm-hmm. And, folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Now, we are going to be talking about a lot of politics here in the next segment because the president came out yesterday after we had a record high stock market day and said they're still talking impeachment and the stock market is setting a record.
Isn't that something?
Jeez.
Yeah, exactly right. You know, the Democrats just don't know what to do next. They're fixated on the impeachment, Mueller report stuff. But they don't understand that they're losing badly right now because President Trump really is winning when it comes to these things like the economy and people's pocketbooks and the perception of where we're going economically.
Well, yesterday at lunch where we had lunch with the captain around the table and around the room, nobody was impressed at all by what the Democrats are doing. And they actually are saying, and some of these people were Democrats, they actually were saying that this is not going to work. It's going to backfire on them. And, oh, by the way, Jumpin' Joe Biden is losing points, and he hasn't even thrown his hat in the ring yet, but he's lost some popularity this week. So if he does get in, that may be because of Bernie. He's surging again, and this Buttigieg's, I butchered his name, but it is what it is, the mayor of Toledo, also surging in the polls.
Right, yeah, exactly. So we're going to see just how far left the Democrat hopefuls can go, and it's pretty far.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and our buddy Kathy is going to tell everybody how to call in if you want to call in and ask any questions or make any comments. So here we go. Kathy, take it away.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, yarn. Welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting from Tampa, Florida, live coast to coast, border to border, on the big old satellite out there. And we appreciate all the different stations that we're adding. By the way, we're going to be adding another station on Saturday morning. We'll tell you all about who it is here, another station in Alabama. And we appreciate them picking up the program. Now, social media companies are obviously getting way, way too big and getting way too much power. The illustrations of Facebook with the people that are being blocked, banned, silenced for different things they're saying, different posts they're doing, who stand up for innocent life, who love God, who support freedom, who wave the American flag, and who believe in American Christian conservative values. Well, there is an alternative website, and it's called Hub, H-U-B, Hub. Life. It's the newest alternative in social media that gives its members the ability to once again express their belief in freedom and basic decency. Now you can stop being silenced. You can quit waiting to get out of Facebook jail or Twitter jail and join people from all over the world over at Hub.life. That's H-U-B.life. It's free to join and never a crime to express your beliefs. Hub.life. I'm over there. Kyle Warren's over there. We have some special pages we've created over there. Obviously, I'm still on Facebook, too. But it's kind of hard to move all the different people in my groups, 250,000 at one time. So little by little, we're moving them over there. And Kyle, you've got a bunch of people that have been friending you over there, right?
That's right. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, we had 31 yesterday, or not yesterday, day before. And then yesterday, we had another 17.
Very cool. Excellent.
Yeah, so it is what it is. Now, I want to talk about this situation we've got right now with the Democrats and just throwing everything out there, including the kitchen sink, about Bernie says, well, I want to give voting rights to the Boston bomber. Really? And then Kamala Harris says, and I quote, we should have a conversation first about Sarnia voting for prison.
Well, isn't that something?
Yeah.
This came in response to a town hall on CNN where a young lady asked Bernie Sanders about voting rights for convicted felons. She mentioned the Boston bomber. She mentioned, sexual assault, people who have done this to women and so forth. Just heinous crimes. And Bernie Sanders stood there and in the most calm fashion, and he thanked her for her question, but then said, well, I want to have a vibrant democracy. In what twisted view of reality, Captain, is a vibrant democracy? Does that include having the Boston bomber,
yeah,
sexual assault transgressors, and murderers, serial killers, rapists, you just name it, and they also now have a right to help determine our leadership and how we govern this country? I think not.
Well, he also was asked another question by a different person in the audience about his style of socialism and in reference to Russia, and he said, well, I am not a communist.
Well,
pretty darn close from where I'm sitting.
Well, that's right. I almost feel like what Ronald Reagan would say. Well, one of those.
Well, there you go again.
Exactly right. And I think that I think Bernie Sanders talks in these coded words when he says vibrant democracy. What he means is, I think people that the only takeaway I can take away from this, Captain, is that Bernie Sanders must think that violent criminals, convicted felons, the Boston bomber would all lean Democrat or lean socialist for some reason in order to vote for him or to vote for someone like him. And, I mean, can you imagine if a Republican put that idea forward? They would say, what do you think, all the people in prison want to vote for you now? I mean, is that your constituency? And it would be a big, big dust up. But you're right. When he talked about, well, I'm not a communist, and the Democrat socialism, I think, is to have the government see to all the needs of the people. Well, what he's talking in, and I call it kind of a coded language, when he's talking like that, what he means to say is, I want to tell you anything you want to hear that sounds so great, like free this and free that, so you'll put me in power, and then we're going to find out who's really in charge. It's all about getting the power. It has nothing to do with seeing to people's needs. I just don't buy that from him.
Now, Rush Limbaugh yesterday on his program rendered an opinion, and it made the news in terms of some newspaper stories that are being written today. He said that he does not believe that Joe Biden can beat Donald Trump. And Joe Biden's popularity fell by 5 points this past week. And the other thing is, Joe Biden abruptly changed his 2020 launch date announcement and the venue from where he was going to do it from. So what the heck is going on there?
That's a really good question. And I think Rush is
getting cold feet.
Well, here's the thing, and I think Rush is onto something, but it's not, and I think it might be cold feet, maybe in the classic definition, but at the same time, it's not just cold feet, but it's also, I think, the absence of the fire in the belly. I think Joe Biden, he's been around for a long, long time. He's accomplished an awful lot, obviously, in his political career. He has the cachet of being the former vice president. He is the older statesman, essentially, barring Obama, because he was the president, but Joe is his elder, and so I think he sort of takes on that role. But I don't know that, in other words, I think he'd be happy to be president, but I don't know that he has the fire in the belly like some of these other hopefuls do to want to be president. And that you can't succeed unless you have that.
Now, Jared Kushner yesterday was chastised by a bunch of Dems, starting with Kirsten Gillibrand. I'll tell you what she said in a minute, because he said the Mueller investigation had a harsher impact on the U.S. than Russia's Facebook ads. So right away, Senator Kirsten Gillibrand fired back, and she said that Kushner was downplaying Russian interference in the election, and that just wasn't the case, because Russia played a major part in the voting of the election and changing the American people and this, that, and the other. I don't remember any Facebook ads that changed my opinion about Hillary Clinton. I already knew about Hillary Clinton.
Right. Yeah, it's hard to believe that a Facebook ad would actually do that. I mean, I understand about the Russian operatives and what they're trying to do, and the bots and trying to sort of create this assault on social media. But yeah, I don't know that, and I don't think the the Mueller report found, or any of these different investigations found, that any quote-unquote votes were ever changed.
No.
Or that people were really influenced.
No, but Hillary came out with another interesting statement yesterday trying to be relevant. Did you hear it?
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Trump only dodged obstruction charges because of the DOJ rule.
This is...
What DOJ rule?
Well, the policy of the DOJ, generally speaking, is that at least under current thought, you would not indict a sitting president of the United States. But that being said, it's my recollection, Captain, that the Mueller report actually, or Mueller, pardon me, AG Barr stated unequivocally that this policy in no way, shape, or form colored his decision to not say, okay, we're going to go for obstruction of justice. In other words, that didn't have anything to do with it. It's that there's no evidence for this. To go forward on something like this, as mentioned in the Mueller report. And Hillary is relying, I think, on the idea that maybe people just won't really be involved in what's going on. It's just a way of maybe saying,
well,
something that isn't true.
Yeah. Do we get a chance to thank her husband, Bill, for providing the technology to China to where we now know the Chinese military are using U.S.-made satellites to orbit the Earth?
Yeah, isn't that something?
It's true. I mean, with the story I'm looking at right here, it says China has found a way to exploit and copy an apparent loophole to use American-made satellites for military purposes, which includes allowing communications with Chinese soldiers on artificial islands in the South China Sea.
Well, you know, these things...
And that came from Bill Clinton.
That's right, and these things can come back to bite us. And, you know, here's the thing, too, Captain. The Democrats, you know, they are so focused on trying to depose President Trump that they are allowing the enemies of the United States, strategic enemies, ultimately, to gain these kinds of footholds. We have to be united, and we have to be fighting these kinds of things and not just trying to have a coup d'etat so that they can all feel better about themselves tomorrow.
By the way, the IRS yesterday failed to meet the deadline to turn over the Trump tax returns to the House Ways and Means Committee chairman. So I guess they're in big trouble, huh?
Well, we'll see about that. This is going to be quite the battle for some time.
There's going to be a whole bunch of legal cases going on with all the stuff going on.
Oh, exactly.
They're just going to, that's how they're going to keep this going.
Oh, sure. Exactly. And Trump is going to fight that. It's obvious. See, the American public, Captain, they understand that this is an obvious political stunt.
And by the way, who pays for those legal fees?
Right, I think the American people.
They do, not only on the part of the Congress, but also on the part of the president when they have to defend themselves. That's all taxpayer dollars that they're wasting.
Yeah.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back with Kyle Warren, we're going to talk about the new China trade talks that are being going to be set for Beijing for next week. And little old little Kim is going to be in Russia talking to Vladimir Putin Thursday. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Protesters demonstrated outside the Supreme Court while the justices heard arguments on the Trump administration's plan to add a citizenship question to the 2020 census. Alan Brooks LaSure with the Leadership Conference on Civil and Human Rights.
We will not let the 2020 census include this question that is untested, unnecessary, untimely, unethical, and unwise.
The Trump administration is pushing back against Capitol Hill lawmakers calling for the release of the president's tax returns. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin saying not yet on the returns in a statement. The committee's request has not been denied or granted at this time. The department expects to take final action on the committee's request by May 6th after receiving the Justice Department's legal conclusion. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. You can get a great rate with a personal touch, and you can ask about insurance for more than just your car or your truck that you're driving, because your local Geico office can help you find coverage for just about everything that you own. They offer coverage for your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, your snowmobile, too, and they can even help with homeowners and renters insurance through your local Geico insurance agent. So, to find out more, go to the telephone book, look under insurance, and look up the word Geico, G-E-I-C-O, and you should be able to find your local agent. Otherwise, go to Geico.com, the website, Geico.com website. You can get a free quote right there, and you'll be in business that way, too. So, make sure, Geico.com, place to go. They're my insurance company, and I appreciate them very much. Tell them the captain sent you. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. You know, Kyle, we were talking during the break about the voters and what it is they're trying to cater to with all this different nonsensical stuff that most people that are mature enough and understand the way things work in the United States, they're not going to fall for the, well, we're going to give the Boston bomber voting rights and all the people in prison should be able to vote, blah, 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 blah. Now, you know, that's one thing. But while they're in prison, you lose your rights if you're a convicted felon for a reason. And then when you come out, some states have allowed the people that get out of jail to be able to vote, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
I don't know about your state, California, but they did down here in Florida. Did your state allow them?
You know, to be honest, I'm not sure about that, but I would not be surprised for one thing. But again, The whole idea is that, especially if you're talking about convicted murderers, and by the way, the Boston Bomber's on death row. I mean,
yeah.
You know, so now for some reason...
We're going to let him vote.
We're going to let him vote. We're going to let him, you know, he should participate in the representation of our area.
I don't think so.
No, of course not. But again, this is the race to the left. And in many ways, Bernie Sanders might even be trying to out-left the other leftists. You know, this kind of thing.
Well, we know what they're doing. They're trying to attract the vote of the millennials. Now, that's a vote for a specific group of people, namely the people that have been convicted of crimes and whatnot. But they are trying to attract the votes of the millennials. That's why Elizabeth Warren came out. Well, we're going to give you free college, and we're going to forgive $50,000 of your debt if you make under $100,000 a year. But if you make over $250,000, then we're not going to forgive anything. You're going to have to pay for it. And that's what all that nonsense is. Plus, you know, Kamala Harris talking about Medicare for all, which is we can't afford it. We just absolutely can't afford it.
No, we can't afford it. And when we hear people like Kamala Harris and Bernie Sanders talking about Medicare for all, and that, by the way, that also means definitively that all public or private health insurance is going to go away. So
yeah.
if you have
single-payer insurance run strictly by the government.
Exactly. Or, you know, so if you have Blue
Cross. And I don't want the government running my insurance. Sorry.
No, well, of course not. But here's the thing. I would love to see someone at a town hall meeting say, you want Medicare for all, Senator Sanders? And he would say, oh, absolutely, Medicare for all. And then ask him with a follow-up and say, well, but could we opt out of that if we wanted to? I mean, because it seems like you're going to take away what people already have and what they actually like and pose something on everybody as opposed to giving someone, say, a government option that they could get low-cost health insurance and guarantee that everybody...
You know how you get low-cost health insurance?
Of that.
Competition between the insurance companies.
Well, exactly right. Exactly.
That's how you get low cost insurance, because every company now, if they're selling the same sort of product within five pages of each other, so to speak, they're going to be competing price wise to get your business, because that's what they do.
Well, exactly. But you see, that exists within a free enterprise system, essentially, and
yeah.
That's not what Bernie Sanders.
And the problem is not the insurance. The problem is the drugs.
That's true. That's right.
We have the highest prices for drugs in the world right here in the United States, where we make them and supply them for other parts of the world where they're sold cheaper. Go figure.
Exactly. And you know the thing about the free college, it's quite interesting because, as you said, they're trying to get the so-called younger vote to come out. But if you notice, they never say, well, at the same time, maybe we should start forgiving home mortgage loans. We'll pay off your mortgage, and that'll really stimulate the economy. They're never going to say stuff like that because that's not going to be their target audience, for example. In other words, they would both be very undoable, hard to pay for, you know, very fantastical things. But if you notice, they're just promising the sun, moon, and stars to the group of people who they think will blindly vote for them.
Now, the House yesterday, the Democrats and House asked a judge in the Ninth Circuit Court to issue a preliminary injunction against President Trump's wall funding, the money he had to start building the wall out there in portions of California and Texas. Those are the two areas where they're going at it right now. And more than likely, we'll be hearing in the next day or so about a Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals injunction stopping the money from being transferred to be able to do this.
Well, right. Well, this is part of the strategy of how do you go after, you know, what President Trump is trying to do. What, again, not just something that he wants, but obviously a campaign promise and something that a lot of people have voiced a great deal of support for. And meanwhile, the Democrats only talk about smart frontiers and, you know, electronic dogs and stuff like that. But the wall is a practical thing. It's actually a big, bold statement. And it actually means something not only to the people in America who are concerned about illegal immigration, but I think it means something to the cartels and to the coyotes And they know that that kind of thing would severely curtail their ability to carry out their business.
Now, we had a mayoral election here in Tampa yesterday, and it made the national news, not for the reason that you would think, but we had the former police chief running against a retired businessman, very successful businessman, and everybody knew who the former police chief was, and she had done a very good job as the police chief for the most part. The police officers pretty much supported everything that she'd done, and I didn't have any problems with her. But the headline in the paper reads as follows, and this is another illustration of how the newspapers try to control the narrative and guide your thinking. It says, Tampa selects first openly gay mayor in city's history. Who the hell cares?
Well, I'm with you, Captain. I think that that kind of headline seems to indicate that they chose this person because they're openly gay.
That's not the reason they chose the person. They chose the person because the person was eminently qualified to be the mayor.
Right. And you know what? She got 73%
right
in this runoff election.
Yep.
So that's huge. And so absolutely. And again, I think the voters are done a disservice and the people are done a disservice with these kinds of headlines because, of course, you know, in our society, we're trying to not focus on those kinds of things. We're trying to focus on, like you said, the eminent qualifications of the individual.
Sure. And as long as she wasn't openly anti-American or swore her allegiance to the black ISIS flag, like a certain congresswoman, I think, has, I will not say anything about it. I think it's great. But again, the newspaper and the mainstream media, and this is a national story, by the way, where I read this headline, is trying to create a totally different narrative, which doesn't even apply to what transpired.
Exactly right, and that's you're right. That's part of the narrative being created, as opposed to let the people make their choice. And in this case, they seem to have made a really good choice.
All right. Well, we're going to move along here because North Korea's Kim is going to meet with Putin in Russia on Thursday. That's a big deal.
It certainly is a big deal because of what's going on right now in terms of trying to get back to some kind of arrangement and get some movement in North Korea. But I have a feeling that it's going to help Kim to dig in a little bit more if he feels like he's got a lot of support coming from Moscow. And by the way, if I'm not mistaken, North Korea butts up against has a border with Russia.
They do.
And one of the things that Russia is very concerned about is that if North Korea becomes more open, that could mean that you're going to have either not U.S. forces, but other forces up along that Russian border, which could complicate matters for Moscow.
Right. And, of course, with the economy doing what it's doing here, a record high, the S&P and NASDAQ ended at record highs after kind of a rough and rocky 7 months. Very good news. But then the Democrats were still talking about impeachment, and that's just unbelievable.
You know, in spite of all the things that the Democrats are trying to do to ruin everything, the economy still keeps going forward. President Trump, actually, he is going to get so many voters, Captain, who are going to say to themselves, this guy keeps moving forward in spite of all these headlines.
All righty. Tell everybody how to hear your show.
Yes, thanks. You can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you tomorrow night. Have a great day.
You too, Captain.
All right. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and I'll be right back to take a look at the highways and byways in Texas. You got some rough weather tonight, some severe thunderstorms, and the possibility of them big T things. Hopefully there won't be any, but it's in the picture. So I'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. The white line is the lifeline to a nation. And men like Will and Sonny make it move. Living like a gypsy, always on the go, doing what they best know how to do. Jamming gears has got to be a fever, 'cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man, and a steady hand to pull that load behind. Big wheels rolling, Wheels rolling, moving on.
It's Merle Haggard with the theme song of the old TV show many, many years ago called Moving On with Will and Sonny. And this portion of the program brought to you by our good friends at Moss Family Automotive. I will be at the Moss Family Chevrolet dealership on Saturday, this coming Saturday. Stop by and see us. We'll have free food and a whole bunch of stuff to give away. Take yourself a nice free test drive in one of those beautiful vehicles they got there. And don't forget, you serve, you save. Now, here we go to the weather because we've got some interesting weather tonight, in particular in Texas. Now, strong to severe thunderstorms, heavy rainfall, and localized flooding will remain possible across portions of Texas through Wednesday night. Now, rain and thunderstorms will then advance along the Gulf Coast and into parts of the southeast onto Thursday. There is the possibility for a scattered tornado or two in these storms. There is a possibility. Meanwhile, much of the country will see above-average high temperatures, especially over the desert southwest, where the temperatures will start climbing now out there in Phoenix. Records could be possible out there. So let's take a look at what's going on in Texas. Now, east of El Paso, from the Mexican border, up along I-20 and a short portion of I-10, but certainly I-20, going into Dallas, the Metroplex, Midland, Texas, that whole area through there, Abilene, you've got a severe thunderstorm warning in many of those areas. You've got torrential downpours in certain areas. Along San Antonio, those of you listening to us on AM 930, The Answer, San Antonio, and in Austin as well, you've got some heavy rain headed your way. There also is some severe weather in the offing for you. That may move a little bit to the east tonight, may get closer. I-30, Catwoman and Road Dog, who are out on the road tonight coming down from Missouri, looks like you're going to drive into this stuff, but you got a ways to go to get there, of course, but it looks like you're going to be driving into some of this. And Trucker Mark, who's in Baytown, Texas tonight, we call that Oil City, you're going to be okay for a while. And Trucker Eric, who happens to be in San Antonio, well, you're going to be getting it if you're not already getting it there. So there you go. So you guys be careful. And to our listeners in Texas listening to us later on our affiliates, so we certainly try to keep you as well informed as we can. Now, looking at the weather to the west and a little bit more to the north, it's still raining on and off in that northeastern part of Nevada where they've got scattered showers from Wendover to Winnemucca. Yeah, along I-80 and along the mountainous areas in there, too. Also, the eastern part of Idaho, still scattered showers in that area. Some scattered showers in Montana. Other than that, there's nothing much to talk about except for some frost and freeze warnings in the mountains of New Mexico, as well as northern Indiana and the western part of Michigan, where we've got a frost and a hard freeze warning in some areas there tonight. Keep an eye on the apple crop there because I don't know how far along the buds are and the blossoms opening there. And then there's a little bit of rain way, way, way up in northern Maine tonight, which is going into Nova Scotia. But that is the way the weather looks right now around the country. So, again, if you're in Texas along I-10 out in West Texas and you're in, going along I-20, in Texas, San Antonio and Austin, you're going to have some things to be concerned about. I am looking right now at the weather map for Austin and San Antonio, and you definitely have heavy rain moving into the area, and you do have the severe thunderstorm watch to the west of you, and there's also a severe thunderstorm warning. The storms are in a line right now, and they are moving towards the north and the east. Some rain headed right now into Oklahoma, southeastern Oklahoma, with this front with thunderstorms in there, too. So be advised that it is coming your direction. And Catwoman and Road Dog, it is coming your direction for sure, because I can see it right now up along I-30 headed towards Arkansas. So be careful out there. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, is always brought to you by our good friends at Moss Family Automotive. Moss Family Automotive is the home of You Serve, You Save. That means all active duty military and all first responders get preferred pricing on your vehicles. So think about that. Google them, Moss, M-A-U-S, Family Automotive, and I'll see you all Saturday at Moss Family Chevrolet here on Northdale Mabry in Tampa. All right, let's go to the telephone lines. We got Dan the Man. Hey, Dan the Man.
Hey, you know, I heard you and Kyle talk about Gildebrand and the president's son-in-law.
Yep.
The problem with Congress is they know nothing about social media. They know nothing about high tech. They get Zuckerberg in front of their committee, and they ask him, can you help us write our law? Well, I can tell you this. There's a difference between being pro-capitalist and pro-business, all right?
Yep.
He would love to have restrictions put on him right now and roadblocks and barriers to keep any kind of competition out of his field. But
right.
what I'm trying to get at, it's very, as anybody knows, it's very easy to do social media. It's very cheap. That's why a lot of people in politics, you know, are trending that way and have been for about 8 years now. You know, before we had social media, when the Soviets, and I hate to use that word because it's a made-up name for a made-up country, a made-up people.
Right.
They invented in 1963, when John F. Kennedy was assassinated, it was Soviet propaganda that first raised, it was conspiracy. His assassination conspiracy that included the CIA and FBI, which wasn't the case. But they're very good at it. In the 1980s, they said that the AIDS virus was perfected in American defense laboratories based on the American people to kill African Americans.
I heard that.
That also was. All right. They do this a lot. Now, Charlottesville, about a year and a half ago.
Right.
They had a doozy, and if anybody out there wants to Google this, and you'll see what I mean. It was from August 23rd, 2017. Ohio Governor John Kasich legalizes exhumation of Confederate graves in the state of Ohio. To read this, it was believable. You know, Kasich was a rhino. You know, the alt-right didn't like him. It churned up the beehive. It shook the beehive. It was false. Kasich never did anything like that, but the story, when you read it, was believable.
Uh-huh.
And that's what they're very good at. They're all over. They're going to jilt the right in the United States as much as they are the left.
Sure.
You know, it goes both ways. So when somebody says, well, it helped Donald Trump win the presidency in 2016. No, it didn't. It didn't help him at all.
Uh-huh.
But it didn't help her. It didn't hurt her either. It's kind of a childish kid thing, but it keeps the average American believing a falsehood.
Okay.
And if anybody can do that, Soviet, and now you have Chinese propaganda doing the same thing. The Iranians are in the business now, and the North Koreans are. It's not hard to do, and I understand what he was talking about when he said Russiagate, you know, was actually a farce. But these people have got held on to it, and they're not going to let go of it anytime soon. I mean, as my grandfather used to tell me, half this country wants to be BS'd.
Yeah.
It's easier to believe a fantasy than deal with reality. And that is the Democrats.
All right, well, here comes the music, so I got to let you go. But another great call, so thanks a lot there, Dan, and stay dry.
I will.
All right.
Have a good evening, a good morning, and I will talk to you later on in the week.
Thanks very much, Dan. Okay, that's Dan the Man up there in Lafayette, Indiana, at Purdue University, I might add, is where he's calling us from. So I will be right back with more, and Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, coming up right after the top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida, all across the USA.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.